WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump's at Mar-a-Lago for Christmas week, but with articles of impeachment approved in Congress this week, people who work for Congress in the White House aren't getting a Christmas break.
President Trump's impeachment trial may be officially stalled, but behind the scenes, House Democrats are getting ready. Staff for the key House committees are expected to work over the holiday recess, consulting with Democratic leadership and prepping for a trial as early as the week of January 6th. But that depends on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says she won't send the articles of impeachment to the Senate until parameters for a Senate trial are set.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Baltimore's plan to lower its growing crime rate will be done with help from above, literally.
The city has seen one of its most violent years to date, 330 homicides this year. That's 21 more than in 2018. To lower that number, three airplanes are going to patrol 90% of the city beginning in May, with a focus on homicides, shootings, carjackings, and robberies. It'll be used to help police track movement of suspects. Civic groups oppose the pilot program, saying it's an invasion of privacy. It'll be paid for with philanthropic funds, not tax dollars.
Pat Piper on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A prisoner accidentally released from jail in Prince William County yesterday is back behind bars. Manassas City Police say they found Jacques Walker hours after he was set free from the Prince William County Manassas Regional Adult Detention Center. He was being held as he waited to be sentenced for crimes he'd been convicted of. Police didn't say what those crimes were, only that Walker should be considered dangerous. The fact that Jeffrey Epstein made a secret plea deal more than a decade ago after he was accused of molesting young girls isn't sitting well with House Democrats. They're asking federal prosecutors and police in Florida for details of how it happened as part of an investigation. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr yesterday asking for all emails about the plea deal and how victims should have been notified. Epstein killed himself in his New York City jail cell in August after federal agents arrested him on new sex trafficking charges for underage girls. The National Philharmonic celebrating the holiday season with the largest presentation of Handel's Messiah in the Washington area this weekend at Strathmore.
At this performance, professional singers are joined by a chosen handful of high school students.
We have eight of the students from area high schools that sing with us. And so it's exciting to watch their eyes.
Conductor Dr. Stan Engebretson, Maggie Sullivan, a senior at St. Mary's Riken High School in Leonardtown, says no, she's not really nervous.
I'm no stranger to performing, and performing in such a beautiful hall is just an absolute pleasure.
Handel's Messiah at Strathmore tonight at 8 and tomorrow at 3. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, the Wizards fell to the Raptors 122-118. They take on the 76ers tonight at 7. The Caps beat the Devils 6-3. They play the Lightning at 7. WMAL Traffic and Weather next.
Every game, all season, your Washington Redskins are on WMAL. The Burgundy and Gold welcome the Giants to FedEx Field for an NFC East matchup. Can the Skins get a win against Daniel Jones and Big Blue?
Rowley fires, end zone!
Got it!
Touchdown!
Redskins, Giants. Coverage begins Sunday at noon. Your home for Redskins football all season long.
And he's gonna walk in!
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-5470. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-5470. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-5470. 1-800-394-5470.
WMAL Traffic and Weather, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Earlier accidents on southbound 95 at the Quantico Triangle exit cleared away. You will find delays easing in the area. Now, 95 in Maryland, northbound, just north of 198, they are doing some construction along the two left lanes. So stay to your right and use caution there. So far, it doesn't look like that is causing any delays. Traveling on the Capitol Beltway, so far, traffic is moving well throughout Maryland and Virginia. And so far, so good on 270, headed from Clarksburg and Germantown towards the Beltway. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, morning clouds, then partial clearing, a high around 40. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 22. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, a high of 47. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, a low of 29. And Monday, a mix of clouds and sun in the morning with more clouds in the afternoon, a high of 49. Right now, 30 degrees in Alexandria, 24 in Bethesda, and 30 degrees here in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis, on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
There is a time when healthcare made house calls. Thanks to CVS Health, that time has come again, with in-home care visits for those who need extra help, nurses that administer intravenous treatments in patients' homes, home delivery, and video visits for care by face-to-face chat right from bed. At CVS Health, we're creating the future using a simple idea from the past. CVS Health, where health is everything. Not all prescriptions eligible for delivery.
American Military University is a respected educator to national security professionals, a distinction earned by never forgetting our students are priority one. We keep tuition affordable, attract field-tested faculty, and provide curriculum that helps keep you ahead of industry trends. When you enroll at AMU, you join a community respected by area employers. Get started at amuonline.com. AMU is part of the American Public University System, which is certified to operate by CHEV.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. About 3 years ago, I'd gotten really overweight. It was fall, so I resolved to wait till after the holidays and then start trying to lose weight. But by pure luck, I came across EMP 180, learned about their science-based weight loss and wellness program, and thought, this is ridiculous. Why wait? I'm so glad I didn't. By New Year's, I'd lost 10 pounds, still had a blast over the holidays, all while getting lots of compliments. Are you holding off till after the holidays to lose weight? Why? Especially since now you can save so much during EMP 180's Why Wait offer. Join EMP 180 now for a minimum of 6 weeks and get a bonus week free. But you gotta hurry. The offer ends December 31st. For details, visit EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. Oh, and I'm proud to announce that the Washington Capitals have partnered with the D.C. area's leader in health, nutrition, and weight loss. As I've been saying for years, EMP 180 is the gold standard in D.C. for nutritional-based weight loss. Do what I did and what the Caps have done. Call EMP 180 now. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
Saturday morning update as we approach Christmas and Hanukkah. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us. He is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And a Merry Christmas to you, John.
Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. Shalom, friends.
The president got a present from the House of Representatives, but not one that he wanted. Of course, impeachment resolutions. And the first thing I would ask you is, what stands out to you about what is so different in the process and now the follow-up since the vote? What strikes you as different?
Essentially, the House of Representatives put coal in the president's stocking, but they really didn't want to. Toward the end, we heard the talk about censure of the president. No less than a dozen Democrats said, simply censure him and put it on the record without putting the country through the ordeal of a televised impeachment trial presided over by the Chief Justice and the odds-on conclusion that he would be acquitted of all charges and thus able to say he was certifiably innocent. Censure would have had a different outcome. And indeed, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii voted present because she preferred the censure method. As it turns out now, the House did vote to impeach on two counts. It has not sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which means the next step in the process is limbo. The Senate is not going to lay out its rules until it receives the article, and the House will not send the articles on until it knows what kind of a trial there is, whether witnesses will be called, etc. My guess is that we will probably not know till the end of January just how we proceed next on the impeachment or whether we proceed or not. A parting thought. There have been 17 impeachments since this republic began, most of them of federal judges, a couple of cabinet officers, only three for bribery, including that of federal judge Alcee Hastings, who is now congressman from Florida and chairman of the Rules Committee that laid the groundwork for Wednesday's debate and vote. In no cases was there any delay in a Senate trial or any question whether there'd be a trial at all.
I'm confused, John, because Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and Jerry Nadler basically ignored Republican requests for a process and for their input in the process. How is it that the House of Representatives now makes demands upon the Senate when this is the Senate's jurisdiction?
As you said, Rick, it's unprecedented at this point. The Senate should be picking up the ball tossed to it by the other House of Congress. I think it's very clear that what Nancy Pelosi would like the most is to simply say that the Democrats are going into an election against impeached President Donald Trump, and yet the possibility of removed President Donald Trump or tried President Donald Trump is out of the question. I think sooner rather than later we'll have some replies from Mitch McConnell that clarify this, and then the trial will move on.
If there is a standoff and they don't come to terms, am I crazy to think that she may be doing this so she doesn't have to go in and have the removal vote where the president is expected to be exonerated? In other words, does she have a win right now, and would she go in and have a loss in the Senate?
She has a win right now in the sense that her nemesis, Donald Trump, is the third president in U.S. history to be impeached. She does not have a complete victory because there's been no trial. And, of course, given the Republican control of the Senate, we know what the outcome of a trial will be. So, yes, she has a win for now, but it may not last if it goes to full trial and a vote by the 100 members of the Senate.
So one of the key running backs for the Republican Party through the impeachment process has been Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina. He has announced this week that he will not be seeking re-election in 2020. What's next for Mark Meadows?
On Friday morning, I had a long talk with the North Carolina political consultant who actually introduced Congressman Meadows to candidate Donald Trump in 2016. Since then, of course, Congressman Meadows has become a staunch ally of the 45th president. They have a lot in common. He's a builder and a developer, just like Donald Trump. So the chemistry is definitely there. Talk is mounting that White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, will return to the other slot that he occupies, Director of the Office of Management and Budget, and the president will give the position of chief of staff to, you guessed it, Mark Meadows. Now, I wouldn't exactly want to become any president's fourth chief of staff in his many years, but one thing we're learning in Trump world, things we want or things that are based on precedent in the past usually don't work out that way. Keep your eye on Mark Meadows.
Most of political Washington has left. Most of the people have gone back to their home districts and everybody else is on vacation. However, you were at the White House last night as the president was leaving for Mar-a-Lago, but he made a stop at Joint Base Andrews announcing a new military spending bill.
He certainly did, and he called this the largest in history, making up for some of the losses the military suffered in previous budget cuts. I might add that this new omnibus defense authorization bill also contains sanctions against Russia and Turkey. So one has a lot of diversity within the package signed by the president. He also made his U.S. Space Force something the president envisioned in the campaign trail, fought for in Congress. Now it's another branch of government, and its status is the same as the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, or the Marine Corps. It will be interesting to watch the U.S. Space Force.
Ivanka Trump was on CBS on Friday morning saying that the president is angered and he is energized. You're around him a lot. What do you make of it?
He's definitely energized. It has been said that Donald Trump, if he stopped tweeting, might find himself on the $20 bill. But that's not going to happen because he's not built that way. He's got to keep fighting. And I think that's the format we'll see. Whether he testifies in an impeachment trial, sends responses in writing, keep your eye on him when you see him February 4th. Yesterday, the House issued the pro forma invitation for the president to address them and to deliver the State of the Union message. So we will see Donald Trump delivering a message to the members of Congress who will determine his fate. And this is as good a time as any, Rick, to point something out. Many of us who cover the president enjoy his banter with members of Congress, his hard comebacks, his riposte. It's great copy. Sometimes those things that are such great copy for us hurt others. The president attempted to make a joke about Congresswoman Debbie Dingell voting for his impeachment. And he cited her husband, the late Congressman John Dingell, the last World War II veteran to serve in Congress, and suggested that he just might be in hell now. Now, this comes at a time that his widow is facing her first Christmas without the man she loved, and there was considerable hurt in the process. Again, I like the president's humor. I like the way he mixes it up with people. At this point, it would be a lot better for him if he didn't have to mix it up with Congresswoman Dingell and instead dried her tears.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. It's always a pleasure, John.
Always a pleasure, and remember something. Whether we celebrate Hanukkah or Christmas, whether we say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas, or just have a great day, let's have a great day, and remember, we're all creatures made in the image of Almighty God, no matter how we celebrate this wonderful spiritual season.
John, thank you very much. 7:18 now, Saturday morning update on WMAO. We'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson next, and we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and K.T. McFarland within the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, Michelle Murray's in the WMAO Traffic Center.
In Virginia, the earlier accident on 95 southbound at Quantico all cleared away, but now a new accident being reported now on the outer loop of the Beltway just north of 236, reported to be blocking the right lane just in Fairfax County, so use caution there. Also in Centerville on Route 29 southbound from the ramp to eastbound to westbound 66, watch out for numerous lane closures in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Got some clouds around town this morning. Sunshine this afternoon will be up to 41. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 46. Mostly cloudy Monday with a high of 49. Even warmer on Tuesday. Sunshine for Christmas Eve, a high of 55. And Wednesday, Christmas Day, partly cloudy with a high of 50. It's 30 right now in Washington, 7:19 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update. Great to have you with us as we count down the minutes and hours to Christmas. We are joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure, ABC 7, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Also the author of the New York Times bestsellers, The Smear and Stonewalled. And a Merry Christmas and very happy holiday season to you, Cheryl.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all your wonderful listeners.
Well, we'll probably get a little bit away from it now that things have stalled on the process of impeachment, so maybe we'll have a little two-week break and a little peace and quiet across the country. But there was some interesting information that came out on Friday. The Justice Department Inspector General's report, of course, found the errors in the FISA court applications, especially the one to conduct surveillance on Carter Page. And it was announced yesterday that the FISA court is now investigating other applications that it's received from the attorney who was accused of making an inappropriate change to the Page applications. Also, New York Times is reporting that John Durham, the U.S. attorney, is investigating John Brennan's emails, call logs, and other documents in his probe of the origins of the Russia investigations. And it all kind of dovetails into an article that you wrote, Cheryl. It's at thehill.com. Six ways we were blind to screaming red flags about government surveillance. And what stands out to you there?
Well, I just think that if we had paid attention, and I tried to, but it's a lot to be watching, if we had paid better attention, we would have seen all of this coming. You can look at the fact that Congress passed up its last opportunity to install better oversight when it renewed surveillance authority of the intel agencies among a lot of abuses that had been reported in the wake of Edward Snowden's revelations and many other things. But congressional leaders in both parties told their members take a pass on this oversight, the additional oversight that a majority wanted in both parties, I'm told. So they renewed this broad surveillance authority that's been abused. They renewed it for 7 years with no reforms in it. And that's just one of six categories I saw over the past couple of years that should have told us that we could end up exactly where we are.
Something we might hear about as this moves forward is the FBI's Woods procedures. Tell us a little about that, because you lay that out in the article, and that's not exactly a household word.
Well, I've been writing of this for a couple of years. I got tipped off by FBI-connected people that, because of abuses, these very kinds of abuses that were discovered by the FISA court back in the 2000 time period, that in 2001, the FBI was forced to come up with a reform called Woods Procedures that requires the FBI to verify all the way up to the top of the agency every fact that's submitted in a wiretap application because they had been turning in false information to the FISA court. So this was a problem. We're talking back in 2000, 2001, and the Woods Procedures, these careful procedures they're supposed to follow, guess what? The Inspector General says they didn't in the Carter Page wiretap, and probably, I'm guessing, in other wiretaps as well. So what was the point almost 20 years ago of coming up with these reforms over these very problems? And I think the answer, you know, to part of the issue is the FBI is patrolling itself. They're instituting their own reforms and conducting their own oversight, and nobody really looks at that. So if you have bad actors within the FBI, you're exactly where you started before.
You write a lot about the media, and the media is one of those topics in the six red flags. And where do you see the media's role and how they failed?
I just think we didn't look hard enough at what are really some of the most egregious government overreach and violations of our time as they were happening. And I saw this when Edward Snowden came out, the NSA whistleblower, and for a little, sort of a short period of time, the media was outraged. The media did do some investigation and research into the things that he was exposing. And then it's almost as if a light was switched on. And all of a sudden, at all of the press briefings and all the reporting seemed to focus on, where is Snowden hiding out? Which country will he go to? And suddenly Snowden was the villain that they were trying to catch. And people seemed to forget about, at least in the media reporting, what he was exposing, which was far more important to me than where he was hiding out. The same thing happened with Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks. Once he became public enemy number one to certain people because of the types of documents his organization was publishing, it became about Julian Assange as the villain rather than this very important material, some of it about intelligence surveillance capabilities that was being published on WikiLeaks. So I think we've done a poor job at keeping ourselves from getting distracted by shiny objects people are tossing and remaining focused on some really, really important things that are happening.
Well, another area of weakness in the media is their coverage of the southern border with Mexico. And for all of the reporting about the fate of children there and all the emphasis is on what happens when they are in shelters that are run by the U.S. government, there is a horrific exploitation of young people, and I have seen no emphasis on this story.
Well, I have covered the border for years, as you may know, done a lot of stories, and I didn't know this, that, you know, the drug cartels, well, I did know they're using some kids to, as they say, mule drugs across the border. But I didn't know why, and it's really, in my view, as a result of us, what we're doing, because the feds typically will let kids go. So if a juvenile is caught moving drugs across the border, there's no penalty for them in general. And of course, the cartels figure this out and say, hey, this is a no-risk way to move drugs. So increasingly, they recruited tens of thousands of teenagers in high schools in the U.S. as well as in Mexico and moving drugs. Well, the story that we're going to have Sunday talks about one county in Arizona that figured this out, seeing the same kids over and over again muling drugs, and by the way, getting beaten and exploited and injured and hurt by the cartels if they don't do the job exactly the right way. They're getting, you know, you see some horrible images. I hate to show, but it's important to see them in our story. But this county said if we do 100% prosecution of these juveniles instead of letting them go, what will happen? What happened was amazing. They have almost eliminated children muling drugs into their county. So that's going to be what our focus is in the cover story.
And that's tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And as always, Cheryl, thank you very, very much for being with us. And thanks for spending so many weekends with us here in 2019. And looking forward to having you with us next year.
I enjoy it. Thanks.
7:26 Saturday morning update on WMAL, and don't forget Cheryl's got two great books, Stonewalled and The Smear, if you're short on a holiday gift idea. Either one of them is a good read. 7:26 Saturday morning update. We've got the 7:30 news coming up, then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We'll talk about the Second Amendment debate in Virginia and the sanctuary cities and Space Force, all coming up.
Looking around your business, I see tablets, laptops, the printer, smartphones. They're all connected to the internet?
They're all connected. We're very digital friendly.
Can your network handle all those devices?
Sometimes.
Comcast Business runs on the nation's largest gig speed network, so you can get the bandwidth you need to power all your connected devices at the same time.
That would be so productive.
It's time to take your business beyond with super fast internet at an amazing price. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month for 2 years. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabit internet for a year at no additional cost. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New business customers only. Limited to Comcast Business Internet. 200 megabits per second and one mobility voice line. Internet speed increases to 300 megabits per second for first 12 months. 2-year term agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Get the travel upgrade that beats all others. TSA PreCheck. Faster lines, a seamless process, and a smoother journey. Keep those smooth travels coming after October 1st, 2020 by getting your Real ID compliant driver's license today. Learn more at TSA.gov.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
American Military University is proud to be a respected provider of education to our nation's security professionals. AMU offers affordable online bachelor's and master's programs for today's cyber warrior. AMU is at the forefront of cybersecurity education and has been recognized by the NSA as a national center of excellence for cyber defense education. Classes start monthly to fit your schedule. Visit amuonline.com to get started today. AMU is part of American Public University System, which is certified to operate by CHEV.
X-rays, CAT scans, MRI, ultrasound. Some of the biggest breakthroughs in medicine have been technologies that let doctors see things they couldn't before. Now, CVS Health gives doctors the ability to see what medicine will cost their patients before they prescribe it, helping them choose lower-cost alternatives. Managing health costs, another visionary idea from CVS Health, where health is everything. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible.
It's now a distinct honor and privilege to welcome to the Larry O'Connor Show President Donald Trump. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Larry.
Where Washington's power players come to talk.
Morning, Mr. Speaker.
Well, it's always great to be with you guys.
105.9 FM. WMAL.
7:30 News is next with Heather Curtis. And then, as I mentioned, Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland on the way.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30, I'm Heather Curtis. A former government consultant will spend more than 3 years in prison for stealing more than $500,000 for the company, a company that he worked for that did business with the district. 57-year-old John Woods was sentenced yesterday after pleading guilty to wire fraud in August. He cashed checks the district issued to the company and deposited them in a bank account he controlled. Not only did he steal the money, he gave a former D.C. government employee $140,000 to help him cover up the scheme. Prescription drugs could soon be cheaper for some Marylanders. A newly formed Prescription Drug Affordability Board is getting ready to meet.
The first meeting is scheduled for January 13th. Before the board has the authority to set up or payment limits on prescription drugs, it will study and report back to the General Assembly and offer options to lower drug prices in addition to setting upper payment limits for state and local government health plans. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The wife of a U.S. diplomat has no plans of going back to Great Britain to face charges for killing a 19-year-old British man in a car accident.
Anne Sekulis is charged with dangerous driving causing death. The maximum punishment is 14 years in prison. Prosecutors say they've now begun extradition proceedings, but that's unlikely to be a quick or easy process. The British government says it hopes Sekulis will now realize the right thing to do is to come back and cooperate.
Correspondent Phil Black. And in sports, the Wizards fell to the Raptors 122-118. The Caps beat the Devils 6-3. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Hear everything you need to know. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. Hear the Wise Investor at 9. The Del Wamsley Show at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. It's everything you need to know on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. About 3 years ago, I'd gotten really overweight. It was fall, so I resolved to wait till after the holidays and then start trying to lose weight. But by pure luck, I came across EMP 180, learned about their science-based weight loss and wellness program, and thought, this is ridiculous. Why wait? I'm so glad I didn't. By New Year's, I'd lost 10 pounds, still had a blast over the holidays, all while getting lots of compliments. Are you holding off till after the holidays to lose weight? Why? Especially since now you can save so much during EMP 180's Why Wait offer. Join EMP 180 now for a minimum of 6 weeks and get a bonus week free. But you gotta hurry. The offer ends December 31st. For details, visit EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. Oh, and I'm proud to announce that the Washington Capitals have partnered with the D.C. area's leader in health, nutrition, and weight loss. As I've been saying for years, EMP 180 is the gold standard in D.C. for nutritional-based weight loss. Do what I did and what the Caps have done. Call EMP 180 now. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
It's 7:33, WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
New accident now being reported in Maryland on southbound 95 approaching 212. Looks like the right acceleration lane and the right shoulder is blocked with this incident. Now, on northbound 95, north of 198, there is construction along the two left lanes. The earlier accident on the outer loop approaching 236, the Little River Turnpike, quickly moved over to the right shoulder. And the emergency roadwork in the district on 17th Street at K Street has been picked up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, morning clouds, then partial clearing, a high around 40. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 22. Right now, 30 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Eileen brought the deviled eggs. Uncle Pete brought the wine. Janice didn't bring anything because she's Janice. What did you bring? You brought them all together. This holiday season, make the most of your time together. and make sure everyone's devices work together with gig speed internet from Xfinity. So Jill can show off her pictures to Aunt Kate, Jimmy and Tony can stream football, and the whole family can video chat with Grammy and Rochester. The nation's largest gig speed network has you covered this holiday season. Now, even the biggest family reunions are simple, easy, awesome. Check out gig speed internet or any of our other amazing speed options. Get started for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. You'll enjoy fast, reliable Wi-Fi for all your holiday visitors. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 3-22-20. Restrictions apply. New performance 100 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
These are the Coca-Cola polar bears. And I'm their translator. They said, happy holidays. Oh, they got a few ice cold bottles of Coca-Cola. They'd like to make a toast. Sorry, I mean delicious, refreshing ice cold bottles of Coca-Cola. And that's just them drinking it, not a translation. They're not saying anything. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy Coca-Cola.
The holidays just wouldn't be the same without an ice-cold Coca-Cola. The delicious taste reminds you of the magic of the season. Whether it's enjoying time with family or going to a holiday party, Coca-Cola is the perfect pair for all of your holiday festivities. Share the magic this season and grab 12 packs of Coca-Cola or Coke Zero Sugar at your local Giant. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy Coca-Cola.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-423-4557. That's 800-423-4557. 800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. A Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holiday Season to you. Great to have you with us, and great to have Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer with us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All righty. The Inspector General's report has come out. John Durham's report continues to be compiled. There was a report in the New York Times that they're looking into John Brennan's emails, former CIA director. And when it came to the release of the Inspector General report, a lot of the media kind of tried to do a preemptive strike and said, there's nothing to see here. Comey pretty much saying the same thing. However, when I look at your op-ed piece, it's a little bit different. The headline from Tony Schaefer, Horowitz Report Exposes Soviet-Level Wrongdoing. How do you really feel about it, Tony?
Yeah. Well, the editorial kind of points out two directions this thing is coming from and going to. First, a lot of us recognized the day that the president tweeted, the first week of March of 2017, that he was wiretapped. We knew it was true. And so we kind of talk about the indicators of why that was and now where it's going. Looking back in retrospect, for those of us who were correct, it was always apparent that there was a link to the White House. There had to be a link to the White House, and that's something that's going to have to be further explored. Ultimately, though, Rick, the summary is Soviet-level wrongdoing. There's absolutely no way that all these mistakes could have only happened in the Trump campaign. Think about this. All these mistakes were just of this campaign. Everybody else was just fine. And then you look at the Comey issues regarding Hillary Clinton and very clearly defined violations of federal law being explained away and excused. So ultimately, we're going to probably find the Durham investigation does lead to White House officials and John Brennan. And as I've said before on the show, John, if you're listening, I'd keep a warm coat and a shaving kit close to the door just in case people come knocking to take you away for the holidays.
So it says in your report from Horowitz, we identified at least 17 significant errors or omissions.
Yeah.
And are those accidents?
There's no way. Once is an accident. Twice is a mishap.
17 is what?
It's a pattern. So yeah, you can explain away two or three times. You cannot explain away over a dozen. And I think that's what we all have to recognize here is that there was very clearly a pattern, and the pattern was unique. And so I think this is why there most people who look at this recognize that it's necessary for the current Durham investigation with Barr to examine this. Now we know the Pentagon was involved, which we've been talking about here for years. We know that certain other elements of the government had to approve certain things to happen. So it's going to happen. Someone will be indicted. I think it's almost like a roulette wheel at this point. They're not going to get everybody, but they're going to get a few, and it'll be interesting to see who they get.
And you can read Tony's piece at amgreatness.com. President Trump celebrating the launch of Space Force last night. He was at Joint Base Andrews before leaving for Mar-a-Lago. First new military service in more than 70 years. The president saying, quote, space is the world's new war-fighting domain. Among grave threats to our national security, American superiority in space is absolutely vital. So what is Space Force when you contrast it with the Air Force and NASA?
Yeah, it's a good question. So Space Force is focused primarily on how we actually define and use the domain for both protecting the American people and being able to project force. The Air Force was unfortunately focused primarily on its terrestrial mission where its space was an adjunct. It was just something there that they had to deal with. And NASA has been doing essentially civil exploration. They've been doing some level of, some of you remember Skylab where we had a base, a space station. Now we have the current space station. That's all NASA. That's all kind of routine stuff. But I think Space Force will do what much of the military has always done, try to work to define and influence space for purposes of protecting the American people. Unfortunately, that means that there probably can be some level of weaponization in space. I would argue it's already happened. We just have ignored it, and we're playing a little bit catch up here, but it is a necessary step forward.
All right. I want to turn to a debate in the state of Virginia because it heated up yet again yesterday. 100 counties in Virginia, counties and cities, are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries.
Right.
It's an apparent revolt against the state legislature's proposals for new firearm restrictions in Virginia. Of course, that is now led by Democrats in Virginia. The Attorney General yesterday, Mark Herring, issuing an advisory opinion reminding residents that such sanctuary resolutions, in his opinion, have no standing. Tell us a little bit about the debate and where it goes next.
Yeah, so basically there's proposals on the books right now to essentially engage in confiscation of firearms. Now, Rick, you and I both know that the government cannot just show up and decide that they feel that your big screen TV is a threat and confiscate it. It's called tyranny. So that's what, anybody can go look at these draft gun control bills, and they're saying it's safety, it's gun control. And what's happened here, and let's be clear on this because I read Herring's ruling. Anything done by the governor of Virginia under what we call the shade of law, that is to say that they use the law illegally, they use the shade of law to do any seizing of weapons or attempting this, the issue is that constitutional? The answer is no. And the sheriffs are the extension of the boards of supervisors and leaders at the local level, now 100 counties. So this is coming down to does the state of Virginia, through the governor, have the right to essentially seize private property without due process or, more importantly, violate a specific right, the Second Amendment? And Herring says, yeah, they can do it. There's no legal effect. There's nothing that the people can do to stop it. The sheriffs are saying otherwise, and the sheriffs are elected officials. That's where it's at. I think the sheriffs are going to stand up for the people's rights, and it's going to be a very interesting January through March.
And do you see this one ultimately headed up to the Supreme Court?
Oh, I see it both heading to the Supreme Court and people potentially dying if there's any attempt at weapon seizures. I don't think people understand at this point, Rick, that people are not going to give up their weapons, and I just don't know if the state's understanding that or not.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as much as we appreciate having you every weekend of the year, very much appreciated, and thanks so much. Have a wonderful Christmas and holiday season, Tony.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you too, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you. It is 7:45 Saturday morning update, WMAL. We've got KT next. Right now, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Maryland, watch out for an accident on 95 southbound just prior to Powder Mill Road. Looks like the right lane and the right acceleration lane closed due to that accident, and traffic is slowing through the area. Northbound on 95 north of 198, watch for road work, and that is along the right lane now. Earlier emergency road work on 17th Street southbound at K Street Northwest has been picked up. Your lanes are open. And an earlier accident on the outer loop of the Beltway in Annandale approaching 236 has been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some clouds around this morning, and then we've got sunshine this afternoon, a high of 41 today. Cloudy tomorrow, high 46. Mostly cloudy on Monday, high 49. Mostly sunny Tuesday, high 55. And clouds Wednesday with a high of 50. 30 right now in D.C., heading to 41, 7:46 Saturday morning update.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with an experienced real estate team with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Minimum fee may apply. Not licensed in all 50 states. Visit RexHomes.com to see if Rex is available in your area. Rex fully supports the principles of the Fair Housing Act and Equal Opportunity Act.
Hey there, it's Larry O'Connor, and joining me today is Rob Martin, natural product specialist. He's here to introduce an amazing new Chamonix product. It's called the Genucel Jawline Treatment with MDL technology. All right, Rob, let's start with that. What's MDL technology?
Well, it's actually a very unique breakthrough technology. It's really our most advanced skincare science to date. What we've done is we've combined metolactones, and no one's ever heard about those before, with these unique revitalizing natural peptides. So for the first time ever, and I underscore first time, you can define and contour the skin around your jawline, your chin area, the neck area, smoothing out fine lines and wrinkles as you go, and significantly improving the appearance of those troubled areas. No one else has this technology, so you can start right now scientifically targeting your sagging jawline, double chin, and even chicken neck.
All right, Rob, so let me wrap my brain around this. How does MDL technology work?
Larry, it's all about bringing up the water level in your skin. It's really sort of like a heavy-duty moisturization. Wow. We plump the water levels of your skin that really contour and define that jawline, the neck, the chin. It's a unique technology.
I love that you always have special introductory offers for your products. I can't wait to hear what you got for the jawline treatment.
Well, Larry, when you order Jawline today, you get an amazing deal. Plus, you get to partner with Women Rising. The same exact package you order, a woman seeking support and assistance from domestic violence will also get it. It's a great Christmas thing. And so order Genucel's Jawline. You're going to get the Genucel XV anti-wrinkle treatment, which is fantastic with all the plant stem cells. You'll also get upgraded to priority shipping. Here's that number, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or Genucel.com, 800-525-2720.
Everyone is coming over for the holidays. Some will bring dessert, some will bring gifts. They'll all bring an opinion about what to watch after dinner.
A Christmas Story.
I want to watch The Grinch, please.
Thankfully, Xfinity X1 has everyone's favorite holiday movies and more. and you can search for them in seconds with the X1 voice remote.
Elf!
Grinch, Grinch, Grinch!
A Christmas Carol!
Unless, of course, you like watching Uncle Tony struggle to type a Christmas Carol letter by letter. Find everyone's holiday favorites with your voice on the award-winning Xfinity X1. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, you can easily access your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more on X1. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 1-12-20. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
It is the Saturday morning update. It is 10 of 8. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined by KT McFarland. She is the former National Security Advisor in the Trump, Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration. KT, wonderful to have you with us.
It's a great pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely, and to you. And KT has authored a new book. It's coming out. You can pre-order it at Amazon.com. It's called Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. And KT, I looked at it at Amazon.com, and the first descriptor is, quote, "It's about who is in charge in America, the professional bureaucracy and Washington establishment, or the voters." And I think we saw a shining example of the answer to that question this week with the impeachment vote. But one cool thing about having you on the show is we get to look at the forest and not just the trees and get kind of a big picture. And, you know, it is the holiday and we look back over 2019 and, you know, you've been through a lot. What are your reflections this time of the year?
You know, and thank you for that wonderful compliment. To me, it's what we. I like to look back and what's happened to me in the last year, my family, and the country. And I think that not just in the last year, but the last couple of years, we just no longer hold people responsible when they screw up or when they do something they shouldn't have done. I mean, I was at the Army-Navy game 2 weeks ago, and I go every year. My daughter was an 08 graduate, my son-in-law, my late father-in-law. So the McFarlands have gone for decades. And I think it's one of the best things about America because it shows these young men and women, they're not very good football players in the greater scheme of things, but they just play their hearts out. And at the end of the game, instead of getting to a fist fight in the end zone, they go sing the alma mater to each academy. All of the Army and Navy football players go to one side and sing the Army Academy song, and then they go to the other side and sing the Naval Academy song together, shoulder to shoulder. But what happened in the last 2 weeks? Well, last week, political correctness just went over the line. There was a photograph taken of some cadets and midshipmen, and a couple of them gave the A-OK sign with their thumb and forefinger. And immediately, the media jumped on it. Oh, it's a racist symbol. It's a white supremacy symbol. This is what's going on in our military and our service academies. Isn't it horrible? Yada, yada, yada. And it was groupthink. Every major cable news outlet and television and superstar media person talked about it. But then the service academies immediately investigated. They found out no racism here. It's just a dopey sophomoric game that students of every race play. It's like a gotcha game. It's like photobombing a picture. But what happened and what were the consequences to the media that went nuts over this? Nothing. And shame on them all, because now, nobody's held responsible for all the things that they've done in the last couple of years. The senators and the liberal media, they won't be held responsible for the destruction they did to Judge Kavanaugh and his family during his confirmation hearings. Just the opposite. They raised millions of dollars off of those hearings. And I look at what's happened in the last week, where now Brennan has been, former CIA director Brennan, may be under the spotlight of the Durham investigation into the origins of the Russia hoax. You know, so far, they haven't been held responsible. I mean, Comey, he won't be held responsible. He's slithered away. Clapper and Brennan won't be held responsible for calling Trump a Russian agent. And they've got, no, just the opposite. They've all gotten lucrative book and TV contracts. And then the media, and I know you're in the media, and I love you, Rick, but and you're not part of this kind of media, but for the last 2 years of the Mueller investigation, they were breathlessly reporting that Trump and all of his associates would soon be charged with treason. Well, they're not going to be held responsible, just the opposite. They've become media rock stars. And I look back a few years, the Wall Street bankers and the enablers in Congress who caused the Great Recession, of 2008, for which some of our citizens are still trying to recover, well, those guys won't be held responsible. Just the opposite. They got bailed out by the taxpayers. A couple of them may have lost their jobs, but they never lost their generous benefits and payouts. And then last week we learned about the Afghanistan war. I mean, for those of us who didn't spend 99% of our time looking at impeachment, the military and the political leaders, which have been leading us in a false assumption that victory was right around the corner, they're not going to be held responsible. 2,400 Americans died. Tens of thousands were wounded, and they're going to carry their scars for life. And we wasted $2 trillion on nation building. But, you know, they won't be held responsible. It's a theme that I write about a lot in my book, which is the mistakes that have been made in our economy and our military endeavors and our politics by a group of Washington establishment people who never seem to be held accountable. But I think maybe this time around that will change.
You know, the irony, KT, is you talk about all those people who are not being held accountable while the media and the Democrats are holding President Trump accountable for things that he didn't do, such as colluding with Russia. And I'm still looking for all the evidence Adam Schiff had of the Russia collusion with President Trump, or the abuse of power that is one of the articles of impeachment. And people seem to forget that I think Joe Biden should be held accountable and Hunter Biden should be held accountable for something that looked really, really, really sleazy when you have Biden, the vice president, in charge of Ukraine and China policy, and his son is being greased by companies in China and Ukraine to the tune of millions of dollars. Where's the accountability there? And they're going to proceed on an impeachment of the president over Joe Biden's abuse of power.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a really good point, and it's one that I would urge President Trump, assuming that, of course, he listens to your show, I would urge everybody in Washington, let's have a trial in the Senate. You know, some political experts and senior Republicans are saying, no, we don't want to have it. Let's just be done with it. I don't agree. I think it's really important to have a trial in the Senate and let everybody testify. I'll be happy to testify. Bring it all out. Talk about Biden. Let both sides bring witnesses. And then let the American people decide. Because what's now happened is there's such a stain on Trump, whether he is removed from office or reelected, whatever, there's a stain. And I think, wipe that stain away. Look and see who's really responsible. You know, the best cure for an infection is sunlight. The best way to find out corruption is transparency. I think let the sunlight shine on it, and let's see where it all goes. And the reason that this is important is not just for Trump, his legacy, and all that, but for the American people and their national security. Trump, even a reelected Trump, there'll always be the stain. Other countries will look and say, well, you know, Trump wants us to do something really tough, but we don't really want to do it. And look, he's weak at home. Look at America. It's so distracted at home. I think there need to be consequences, of the intelligence community who abuse their power, because otherwise the next, you know, we'll forget about it in a few years and somebody else will come along and abuse their power again. Or there'll be an impeachment that goes nowhere, but a few years from now, maybe the next president, Democrat president, will be impeached. I think we've just got to stop this lack of accountability so that people are held responsible if they do irresponsible things. And the people who say, well, Trump had a bad phone call, blah, blah. Okay, if you feel that way, why don't you censor him? But don't drag the country through this. Don't destroy the nation. And then, by the way, you're getting rich off of it. Don't destroy the nation because of it. Because it does have serious international consequences. It's a cardinal rule of diplomacy that if a president is weak at home or if a country is distracted by a political civil war, it is weak abroad because our adversaries think this is my time to move, to exploit, to take advantage of America.
We got a minute left. Any positive thoughts for 2020?
You bet. So this is a theme I talk about in my book at great length, which is that we go through these periods of destruction. Like we're going through now. But we always seem to somehow or other come out of them, whether it was the Civil War, whether it was the Great Depression, whether it was Jacksonian democracy. America goes through these cathartic creative destruction periods. And that's what we're going through now. But at the end of the day, the American people say, I've had enough. This is nutty. And they throw out the people who are responsible for it and bring in new people. So I do believe that in 2020, people will be held responsible. The Durham Report, the downward slide of the liberal media, impeachment's going to be a bust, Trump will be reelected in a landslide, Congress will be swept by the Republicans, and Nancy Pelosi will be out of a job. But then again, Rick, I still believe in Santa Claus. I believe that in America, anything is possible. So with that, I wish you and your listeners Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. K.T. McFarland, a Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you. And quick note, K.T.'s book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, available for pre-order at Amazon.com. And you can follow K.T. on Twitter. She's going to post an opinion piece she did earlier about the Army-Navy game and that controversy. That'll be up at Real K.T. McFarland on Twitter. Again, K.T., thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
It's 8 o'clock. The news is next with Heather Curtis, then it's Garden Sense on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.